Sounds better. Okay, pre-sheaves or sheaves are things we think we understand, like spectra are one thing. I'm going to kind of take you through the wormhole today. Again, it's going to be in the context of pointed simplicial pre-sheaves, but I don't want T to be some fixed choice of pointed simplicial pre-sheaves. It's not going to matter what it is for a while, it will matter later, but the example to keep in mind is the Tate object. That's on the big site for S, which in this name is topology reference in deep scheme. Okay. So, by wormhole, I mean we're not going to be suspending with S1 to define suspension anymore. We're going to be suspending with something else, namely T. So, a T spectrum defined by analogy with pre-sheaves and spectra as I had them before. So, it consists of pointed simplicial pre-sheaves. Each positive integer, and the n here is the level again, together with bonding maps from smash with T of one the guy in the first nth level to the guy in the next level. So I mean the analogy is by the definition is by analogy with spectrum. Morphisms to such things are the obvious thing. It consists of pointed simplicial pre-sheaf morphisms which respect structure. And I guess I should have said up front, I'm about to tell you for a while is wildly general. It's wildly general. It's defined for arbitrary underlying group of these sites. As long as it's small. Okay, so we've got T spectra and morphisms and such things. And so, of course, there's a category that you denote this way. This is the category of T spectra with the morphisms of it, as I've defined them. Okay. Again, we need a list of examples. There's a sphere spectrum. And I'm going to write this way. It was really not a good standard notation for this in literature. And what it consists of is the following list of pointed simplicial pre-sheaves. This is the constant guy associated with the zero sphere. Okay, so it's 2 points. Then you start smashing. The top piece of T. When I write T up grand, I mean the n-fold smash power of T. Okay, and the binding maps are obvious. T smash this is T, T smash this is that, and so on. So obvious binding maps. Okay. Well, that's a generally, well, that's a special case of something. So if K is a pointed simplicial tree sheaf, like S not. There's a suspension T spectrum associated to it. And it's the obvious list. What you see in level 0 is K. What you see in level 1 is T slash K. And so on. Okay? And you get from one to the other by just smashing with T in the obvious way. The obvious bonding maps. Again, and of course, that thing is this. Okay, so the suspension T spectrum is a generalization of the zero spectrum. Okay, so you can shift to your heart's delight. Take an integer n and shift the T spectrum n times, and the space or the object at level k associated to the nth shift is this guy where it makes sense, and you put in base points where it doesn't. Okay. And one final simple example. X is a T spectrum. K is a pointed simplicial tree sheaf. And here's a new T spectrum, and it's defined in the obvious way. Gadget level N is what you get by taking the nth level piece of X and smashing it with this pointed simplicial tree sheaf K, and of course the bonding map. Just to smash the original bonding map was K. Alright. This is, of course, left adjoint to something. X and Y. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's kind of what I meant to say. If X and Y are T spectra, then there's a simplicial set, function complex, and the n simplices of this guy are the massive T spectra that look like that. Remember that when I write a little plus sign, I mean add a disjoint base point to make a pointed object. And so on. Okay. All right, now got this definition. It's all by analogy with ordinary tree sheaves with spectra, ordinary spectra. And there's an easy model structure, too, that is the analog of the strict structure. So I've said that to you, now you know what it is. So a map of T spectra is a strict weak equivalent if all the maps and all the levels that make up this map F are local weak equivalences of pointed simplicial tree sheaves. Okay. And while I've got it on the board, I might as well make use of that there's also a notion of vibration where all the maps and all levels are global vibration. In other words, there are five vibrations in this underlying model structure for points of shapes that I like to use. Okay? I'm connecting with something. Okay, so it's a co-fibration. Well, it's analogy with the co-fibration is just with the basin. Is this working now? No, let's hope so. All right. So you can just do that for an exercise. Now, an observation here. The T spectrum A is cofibrant. If now if the space at level zero is cofibrant, well, of course it's going to be cofibrant. So I'm just not going to write that down. It means that all the bonding maps. Vibrations. Yeah, just a consequence of this. So, example, the sphere spectrum, and certainly all these suspension spectra, or suspension T spectra, are cofibrant, right? Because the bonding maps are isomorphisms. Are we having trouble with this thing still? Okay. It is a distinguished map. Well, in fact, let me write it this way. And I put a new version. This in my. Okay. allow you to think, sorry, this is T. So you're suspending T. Take. What am I doing wrong? Better. Don't run away. Okay, let me write this down a little better. You take T itself, take the suspension spectrum associated to it, shift it up once and map it to ST. And how are you to think of this? Well, the sphere spectrum looks like this if you arrange it in levels. And what does this thing look like? Well, you took the suspension spectrum and shifted it up one time. Okay? And so this is the identity. This is the identity. And the thing in degree zero is the inclusion of the base point. It's definitely not the identity. Well, the cofiber. The copy of S0 in degree 0 and his points everywhere else. Okay? In particular, that cofiber is not cofibrant. So this means that this is not a cofibration. So we will have occasion to deal with this a lot, but it, in all those cases, you wish it was a cofibration and you have to replace it by such. Okay? But this is also the canonical example. Of the stable equivalence. As we'll see, and in fact, not just this, you want to shift this thing too. So, that's the full list. If you let n vary, n greater than or equal to 0, this is the full list of things that we want to be stable co-vibrations eventually. Stable equivalences. Okay. That guy is not a co-vibration. So what? And you can prove a lemma that looks like this again. And once again, the meaning of this thing is going to kind of get lost in this exposition because I can't really do all the details here. But if you have an actual cofibration here, and if you have a subobject here, meaning this is a level cofibration, not a cofibration on the nose, and pull back this cofibration along the subobject, in other words, take the intersection of A and X and Y, then the induced map is a cofibration. That's a good thing to know. It's a way to generate cofibrations. All right. Now, why? I'm going to show you how to do many things at once here. Now, you've got this model structure where we know what's going on, basically. Gone. I think it's too loud. Okay. I'm going to make a list of basic assumptions. They're going to carry us through for a while, do a specific thing. Okay, and I'll show you what that is. So, S is a set of co-vibrations. Of T-spectrum. So it says several things are going to happen. First of all, I'm going to want to insist that the source of all the guides appearing in F is co-fiber. These are all co-fibrations of co-fibrant objects. That's the deal. Okay? S is some set, and I say it. The second requirement is that it will include the set I of all generating maps. Say it this way. That's a rather formidable list. This is the generating maps for the strict trivial co-fibrations of T-spectra, strict trivial co-fibrations. But these are induced by all co-fibrations of pointed simplicial tree sheaves, which are alpha bounded and look weak equivalences. So these are trivial co-fibrations. Pointed simplicial pre-sheaves and I want them to be alpha bounded. Okay, so this is alpha. Alpha is some cardinal. It's supposed to be bigger, an upper bound on the size of the set of morphisms of the underlying set. I really do require that set is small, okay? So this happens. And if alpha is like that, then these guys generate the trivial co-fibrations of the category of pointed simplicial pre-sheaves, okay? And the moral is that when I suspend them and shift appropriately, then you get a list of generators for the trivial co-fibrations, strictly trivial co-fibrations in T-spectra. I didn't say that this guy is co-fibrantly generated, but it is. And there's the generators for the trivial co-fibrations. Okay. So I have to include these. Third thing I want this S to do is that it's closed under a certain tensor power operation with the alpha bounded co-fibrations. So if I is a member of S, then this guy remember this, for all alpha-bounded co-fibrations. Oops, pointed. Some special tree sheaves, and of course I should have said what they looked like. Okay. We got a list of co-fibrations of P spectra that satisfies enclosure properties and contains the stuff I say it does. Okay? Actually pretty general. Now let me make some definitions. A map of T-spectra. Said to be injective, if it has the right lifting property, the whole map would appear there. What I'm starting to do, for those of you that recognize it, is draw the localization tape for this category with this set of maps here. Okay? And this is the first definition you make when you start to ramp up the localization machine. All right, and of course, an object is said to be injective. It's a map to terminal object is injective. When you say map's injective, it's got to have the right lifting property with respect to all members of S. In particular, it has to have the right lifting property with respect to all of these. Okay. So any injective map must be a fibration for the strict structure. This F here is a set. Okay, that's kind of a key point. There's only a set of morphisms there. All right? That means you can take an object, solve the associated lifting property transfinitely many times, because that's just a set, and create a natural injective model. Okay, in this case, what comes out of the construction is that this is certainly injective, and that map J is in the saturation of the set S. Okay. Okay, so you've got these underlying co-fibrations, okay? They come from the strict structure. I say they're a map of T spectra with an L equivalence. This means what it says it means, okay? But up front, this means that the map And morphisms in the strict homotopy category from Y taking values in X back at the NZ rather back to X taking values in Z. You want this to be a bijection for all injective. Okay? Now, these co-fibrations are just there, and we'll see that these become the weak equivalent of the string model structure. It's a localized model structure. Okay? All right, so some observations. I should say explicitly, this is morphisms in the homotopy category on a T spectra associated to the strict model structure. Okay? Certainly, if F is a level equivalence, if it's a weak equivalence to the strict structure, you're going to get nice morphism like that, okay, all the time. So, if F is a strict equivalence, then F is an L equivalence. Secondly, a map between injective objects is an L equivalence if and only if it's a strict equivalence. What this condition is saying here is that if you have a map between injective objects with an L equivalence, then it must be an isomorphism in the strict homotopy category. Okay? Therefore, it's a homotopy equivalent. After you replace it by a cofibrin object, but that's okay. Or after you replace it by a map of cofibrin objects. Now we start with this set here, and it was described, and we described injective objects with respect to some lifting property with respect to all the objects in the set, and there was this closure property that I've almost rubbed out, namely this, and that thing there forces every member of the set S to be an L equivalent. In fact, you can also prove the following lemma. Not just the members of S are L equivalences, but every member of the saturation of S is L equivalence. So anything you can generate by pushouts and long co-limits and retracts from the set S itself, no equivalence. That's a slightly technical thing to prove, but it just boils down to constructing the saturation manually and showing that all of the steps in that construction preserve L equivalences. Okay, so the corollary of this, of course, remember, we constructed this injective model by solving lifting problems involving members of S. Okay, what that means is that this J is in that saturation. of the set S. So J is now equivalent. And if you know that, and if you believe me on some of these other things I've said, this means that a map between T spectra is nil equivalence if and only if the induced map of injective models, this is a functorial construction after all, because you came from the small object argument. F is nil equivalence if and only if this map of injective models is a strict equivalence. Now, another little definition. Map P between, well, P, you know what's coming. Map P between T spectra is a vibration, L vibration. If and only if it has the right lifting property with respect to all co-vibrations which are L equivalences. All the members of S, all the members of the saturation of S, what have you, those are co-vibrations which are L equivalences. We just saw that. So in particular, every L vibration Yeah, I mean, people who have been through the localization story will recognize these statements as little pieces of that, okay? Okay. And you can also show this. This is a triviality, but I'm writing it down just to make you feel better, okay? The map between T spectra is an L vibration and an L equivalence if and only if the trivial strict vibration. Now you remember a statement like that for spectra, the stable vibrations. A map is a stable vibration and a stable weak equivalence if and only if it's a trivial strict vibration. Okay? That's the same proof. And that's no accident. All right. I'll leave these assumptions here for a minute. Anybody else totally irritated by this thing?